those numbers mean something, and each of those numbers is a person and a household, and each of those folks have a story, and they all deserve housing, and we're going to fight as much as we can to make those opportunities available for them. What really makes our Shower to Empower program unique is in going through that process and talking with our outreach workers and our constituents. One of the pieces that's really missing is this medical navigation component. And so there's many of our folks that are disconnected from medical services and behavioral health care services that really need an advocate, someone that could give a little bit of triage on the scene, maybe as they've come out of the shower or they've emerged from having their hair cut, and say, geez, I really need this looked at, or I'm really struggling with managing my medication. They needed to prove that they could maintain sobriety, maintain a budget, maintain savings, maintain a job, all of these things. And once you had accomplished all of these milestones, if you will, then you earned housing. And what we'd learned over time was that really, not only was it not effective, but it also didn't model how the world operates. And so what Housing First does is it provides someone with a home first. And then all of those other things fall into place, sometimes naturally, but sometimes just slowly over time, where folks have a door that locks, they have a place they can sleep and go home to at night, and they find that they start reengaging with their medical care provider and start taking care of themselves. They're able to cook meals. They're able to just have a good night's sleep, and even that does wonders for folks. And not being afraid to fail. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. But what we've seen with models like Housing First, it really is effective. People are really able to be successful and stay housed and move on from even our housing into their own private affordable housing.
Do those sure. numbers overwhelm you at times?
They can be overwhelming, but what I do when I feel overwhelmed is I go out and I see the work that we're doing firsthand, and I know that we're making a difference. A problem can be so overwhelming and so daunting, but when we narrow the scope and we make a difference for one person, then we've had purpose and we've met our mission and our goal.